This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Or should I say hola? I am waiting for Veronica to come in. She will be here any minute. Here she is. Yes. Welcome to my show, Everyday People, with Camille. I am very happy to be here today. It is good to see that we had a hot day yesterday, and apparently we're meant to get up to 27 degrees tomorrow, so I'm really looking forward to that. Oh, it's been a hot day, and we've just got everything working just in time, so that is fantastic. I have got an amazing show for you this morning. This is a first for me. I have a translator in the show with me because I am interviewing Fernando, who has come from Argentina, who now lives here in New Zealand and is doing amazing things with a food truck out in Wainawa, just in the Carterton district, actually, which I didn't realise that was the Carterton district, but it is so fantastic. So, Fernando.
Hey, Camille. Say. How are you?
Oh, hola. ¿Cómo está? Hola. I am very good. How are you?
Bien. Good.
Good.
I'm good.
Good.
If for you?
So this, I'm going to tell you about Fernando first, some little bit of information that he has given me this morning. It has been amazing having a translator, by the way, because there's no way I would have known what he was saying. I could only pick out a few words. So Fernando has been traveling for 10 years and he has been to 37 countries and touched 5 continents. He showed me the pictures. It is amazing. He started in 2014 in Argentina. He likes to go to countries that have Spanish-speaking history, in a sense, where there are people that can speak it as well. And that is a lot of countries. And if you go into the history of things, Spain did get around. It's amazing. I am part Spanish myself, so I feel quite proud as well. He does like to go to countries that have a high economy, which means high wages. When he does travel, he likes to work 3 months of the year and then spend the rest of the year traveling. He is an amazing cook chef. He likes to get jobs that hospitality, as in working in the kitchen, because he has such a passion for food. And when Fernando does travel, he travels with nothing. It is just chuck that backpack on and go. And to make money as well, he is a street seller where he makes amazing bracelets. Go like that, Fernando.
Yes.
Show your bracelets. Yeah, he makes these amazing bracelets, which he also sells. And he makes them himself. So that is an amazing thing to do. So in this time that he has been traveling, he has been to so many places. Let's do this, guys. Look at that. Look at that. That is how far he has traveled. Fernando, can you push that towards me?
Yep.
And this one here, I'd like to show you. When Fernando started in 2014, and look, in 2022, he's got lots of tattoos. So yep. Different. Went from being mopey face to so happy to be traveling so very much. Fernando, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Bienvenido.
Yeah, yes. So, Fernando, you grew up in Argentina, and then you decided you were going to travel.
Y pensaste de viajar.
Yeah, mi viaje comenzó en el 2014.
His traveling started in 2014.
Una vida normal, como cualquier
adolescente. A normal life, everybody like normal life.
Yeah, yeah.
Living a normal life.
Tenía intriga por conocer el mundo, el planeta donde vivimos.
But he was always thinking about traveling, like he was always intrigued by other countries.
Y me parecía interesante empezar y comencé.
And then he thought, no, I'm going to start it now, so.
Yeah, and you did.
Yeah, he viajado primero por Centroamérica, perdón, por Latinoamérica.
He started in late Latin America, so South America.
Visitando desde Argentina hasta Venezuela.
From Argentina to Venezuela.
Yeah, todo ese viaje lo hice todo un recorrido por tierra.
Always with on the ground, not flying or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Y después conocí, me animé y me tomé un avión a la primer país que fui, creo que fue España, que llegué a Madrid.
So he obviously took the plane and went to Spain,
Para entrar a lo que era la Unión Europea.
So that was his entry into Europe.
Yeah.
Argentinos, como estar 3 meses como turista.
So Argentina and Spain's got a agreement so they can stay in Spain for 3 months without the visa.
Sí. Oh, that is good.
Con el pasaporte argentino,
with your passport,
podemos entrar a más de 157 países sin necesidad de hacer visa.
157
y un poquito
157
más
countries he can go with the Argentinian passport without any visas, but only for 3 months, obviously.
Yeah, only, sí, 3 meses como turista, podemos permanecer.
Yeah, like tourist, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, the fact that you're able to do that is amazing, and some of the pictures that you have shown us, you do not travel on a bus or in a train. You have chosen different ways to travel around these countries.
Preguntando que cuando viajas, no viajas como gente normal en una autobús o en avión, sino con tu bicicleta, ¿no? Con tu andando.
He viajado de diferentes formas.
He's traveled different styles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He viajado en tren, he viajado en avión.
He's done obviously flying.
Oh, yeah.
He viajado en trains, bicicleta.
And then made a bicycle.
Que lo recomiendo mucho.
He loved it. He really loves it.
Yeah, porque uno aprende a vivir con lo que tiene.
So, because you learn how to live with what you've got.
Yeah.
You know, por ejemplo, ahora no necesito tantas cosas para vivir cuando...
So, he doesn't need a lot of stuff to live on, you know, like it's quite simple life.
Hice una travesía también caminando desde Ucrania a Rumania.
So, he walked from Ukraine to Romania.
Esa travesía fueron, creo que 700 kilómetros.
So, it was about 700 kilometers.
Hey, guys, did you just hear that? He walked from Ukraine to Romania, 700 kilometers. That's, that's amazing, for sure. See, he
empujando
has...
Empujando un carro que...
Yeah.
And then pushing that little trolley.
Yeah.
So that's his gear.
Que llevaba la tienda de campaña, so agua...
So in that little trolley he had his tent...
Yeah.
And his water.
How long did that take?
¿Cuánto tiempo tardaste en hacer eso?
Era 700 kilómetros, no me acuerdo mucho. Creo que es un poquito más de un mes porque me iba quedando en diferentes lugares.
A little bit more than 1 month.
Las personas, the people, me invitaban.
Sí, mucha gente lo invitaba. A lot of people invited him to stay the night. Yeah. And, you know, very friendly people.
Yeah.
Very
muy solidarios con los viajeros de este estilo, así más extremo.
Yeah, so they're very... very friendly and helpful.
Yeah.
Sí, no solo he viajado en empujando el carro, sino en diferentes bicicletas.
Yeah, in different bicycles as well. He's traveled in different countries with different bicycles.
Una bici
bicycle,
pequeña.
Very small little bike.
Ese viaje fue desde Georgia a Armenia.
So that one was from Georgia to Armenia.
I can't. Here we go.
Yeah.
No recuerdo los kilómetros, pero no era muy.
Look at that,
era
guys.
Cerca, pero era eso es la frontera.
Yeah. That's on the border.
All right. So and then there's this other one that you showed me earlier. It was basically like you had the tiniest home on the back of your bike.
Estaba preguntando la otra foto que le enseñaste que tenías una casita muy pequeña.
Sí. Bueno, ese. En uno de los viajes llego a Ucrania.
In one of the traveling in Ukraine.
Venía de Bielorrusia.
He was coming from Belarus.
Entré en autobús.
In the bus.
Y siempre me gustaba, seguía un chico que viajaba en una bicicleta con
so
una casa
adentro. So he followed another guy who on social media who had a little bicycle.
Y me pareció interesante y pude.
So he decided this is going to do the same thing.
Y pude traspasar todo eso y construí.
So he built himself that little
en Ucrania la construí.
Trailer. In Ukraine he's built that.
En un pueblito.
Look at that, guys. Yeah. So this is the little trailer that he built, and he was able to sleep in that while he travelled around.
Yeah.
One year.
Mm-hmm. Fernando did that. That's absolutely amazing, guys. If I'm going to describe it to you, it's like the tiniest little Wendy house from someone's backyard.
Yeah.
And he's gone and put it on the back of his bike.
Yeah.
La caravana.
He calls it like the caravan, even that it's on
la llevé en barco hasta Turquía.
So he took it on a boat to Turkey.
Did you?
Y en Turquía entré Pasaporte argentino 3 meses.
And then in Turkey he could go into the air for 3 months with an Argentinian passport.
Y di la vuelta a medio país en bicicleta entre las montañas.
And then he did half of Turkey through the mountains on that little bike.
Ah, oh, wow.
Obvio que la bicicleta tenía un motor, le tuve que poner un motor abajo.
He had to put a little bit of a motor on the bottom because the mountains were just horrific.
Can you imagine?
Al principio sí.
Sí, ¿no? At the beginning he didn't have any motor, you know, motor.
Yeah.
Pero fue un sacrificio muy grande empujar las montañas. Too much. Increíble.
Yeah, it was a lot of work.
Ese es todo el recorrido completo.
So, you know, it was a long way just on that.
Oh,
so,
it's just amazing. It is amazing.
Ucrania y final Turquía.
And Turkey.
All right, so you have traveled these places and in such an extensive way. How did that end up with you being in New Zealand?
Sobre has viajado tantísimo y cómo que has llegado a Nueva Zelanda.
Bueno, qué pregunta. Sí, venía de Australia.
He was in Australia. Yeah.
Después de 9 años más o menos, ya siempre voy perdiendo la cuenta un poco.
After 9 years of traveling.
Venía de Argentina.
He was from Argentina.
Que había ido a visitar.
He wanted to visit Argentina.
Y me había propuesto ir a Australia a trabajar un poco de tiempo.
So he wanted to work in Australia for a little bit.
Considerando que un país económicamente con salarios buenos.
Because Australia is very, the economy is really good, so
yes.
You know, he thought that's a good country to go to.
Justamente en Australia se me venció el pasaporte argentino después de 10 años, no daba más.
So in Australia his passport expired.
Ah,
yeah, he didn't realize. Y tuve que quedarme más tiempo para esperar mi nuevo pasaporte.
So he had to stay a little bit longer for the passport to be renewed.
Ese puedes ver todos los sellos.
Yeah, so in that passport you can see all the stamps.
Yeah, there's our guys. Fernando showed me the passport earlier, and there are just such amazing stamps from all over the world. Oh yeah, it's honestly, I just love this. I love this, guys. I love it. Look, it's just full of these amazing stamps. They don't do that anymore, do they?
No, they don't stamp them anymore. No,
so,
some countries do, but not many now.
No. Yeah.
Y finalizando el viaje de Australia,
at the end of his traveling through Australia,
me entero que en Nueva Zelanda se pueden ingresar sin necesidad de visa a los argentinos por 3 meses.
Again, he realized that in New Zealand you can stay for 3 months without a visa.
I did not know that either.
It's a holiday visa.
Yeah.
Everybody can.
Entonces me crucé.
So he came over.
Y me puse a viajar acá en Nueva Zelanda un poquito.
And then he started to travel a little bit of New Zealand.
Sí,
a little bit. I think he did quite a lot.
You have
hiciste muchísimo en Nueva Zelanda.
Para arriba y abajo. Las dos islas.
Sí, las dos islas. He went both islands.
Oh,
no?
Both, yeah. So he has. Yeah. Oh, I have to wait till it gets on me. Yeah. But he is obviously. He's done. He basically did the holiday I did last year. No, the year before. It's amazing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sí, es Isla Sur, todas las pequeñas ciudades las más conocidas.
Esos
fueron 2.700 kilómetros aproximadamente.
Wow. So 2,750 km.
In 15 days.
In 15 days.
Yeah.
Sí, para mí Nueva Zelanda es muy diferente a Latinoamérica.
And New Zealand is very different to diferente o similar.
No, similar en climas y todo, la cuestión esa es igual.
Okay.
Para mí.
The weather-wise is very similar to Australia, Argentina.
Eso me gusta mucho, es light.
He likes it really much. So.
Porque encontrar países de diferentes climas, imagínate, después de 37 países, he vivido con menos 30.
So he's, you know, he's a lot of different countries with different climates, so finding New Zealand who is similar to us, Argentina. Ah.
Y encontrar un país el más similar al mío, que uno está acostumbrado.
It's very similar to Argentina.
Cuatro estaciones más o menos parecidas.
Yeah, so you got the four seasons, like in Argentina.
Ah, and so hearing this makes me happy that we nicer than America. Better in a sense.
Que te guste más esto que América.
Sí, los de allá se quieren venir para aquí y los de aquí se quieren ir para allá.
He says that people always want to go the different directions.
So, yeah.
Eso es normal en todo el mundo.
Yes, total.
Sí, sí, yo ya lo comprobé. Dile que, por ejemplo, eso es un ejemplo que, por ejemplo,
that's an example.
Los de Estonia se quieren ir a Rusia.
The people from Estonia wants to go to Russia, and the Russian people want to go to Estonia. So
los europeos the se European quieren ir a Latinoamérica,
want to go to South America,
y los latinoamericanos se quieren ir a Europa.
And the South American people want to go to Europe.
Eso es en todo el mundo.
It's everywhere the same.
Yeah.
Es igual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to just quickly tell you people who are listening and watching at this moment. So how I have discovered Fernando is that he put up a post about how he had this food truck just out in Wainawa, and he was making the choripan sandwiches. So, of course, me and Scott absolutely love sandwiches, so we thought, let's go check them out. We go every Saturday nearly, and that's when I asked him to come on the show, because I thought, this guy has a story that needs to be told, and I want to get that story out there. So what I want to know is, how did you come up with the idea to sell the choripan in Wainawa?
¿Cómo te entró la idea de vender lo que la comida que estás vendiendo en el sitio donde lo estás vendiendo?
Bueno, durante mi viaje he vivido en diferentes países donde siempre habían argentinos con pequeños negocios.
Okay, so wherever he traveled, everywhere there was always some Argentinians living there or doing something.
Que he trabajado con ellos también.
So he always worked
y aprendido
with them and learn how to cook or
No he estudiado, no soy chef, pero soy cocinero.
Mm-hmm. So he never studied or done any cooking.
Yeah.
Hay una diferencia. Cuando me decidí quedarme acá en Nueva Zelanda.
When he decided to live in New Zealand to stay here.
Después de 10 años vuelvo al sistema.
Mm-hmm. So after all his traveling through 10 years, he's now going back to the system of working.
Imagínate que en 2014 salgo del sistema.
Yeah. So in the 2014 he's went out of the system, meaning the system, the normal life of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Y so lucky. He notado now, aquí el mercado de la comida. Mm-hmm. Hice un análisis.
So he did research and decided that the food industry in New Zealand.
Y consideré que el sándwich, el choripán, que el sándwich argentino,
it's an opportunity.
Oh, yes.
Que se considera uno de los mejores sándwiches del mundo. No sé, en el ranking creo que está en el segundo, tercero, no me acuerdo.
So he obviously think that the sandwiches that he's making has got something that people like.
Y traer algo diferente. Veo que aquí la gente come muchas hamburguesas.
So he obviously did the research and saw that people in Wairarapa likes these burgers.
Mucha hamburguesa. Sí, hamburguesa y mucho pescado frito, fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
Yes.
You know.
Con ketchup.
Con ketchup. You know, with the tomato sauce, ketchup. Which is like, what the hell?
Bueno, mi concepto es diferente, ¿no? No salsas de ketchup con
nosotros no comemos eso.
Solo salsas chimichurris a base de aceite.
Yeah, so he, you know, with his sauces, chimichurri sauce and stuff like that. Yeah.
Your sauces.
Y the people New Zealand la respuesta de ellos ha sido muy buena.
So the, you know, the answer of Kiwi people about his food is really good feedback. Very good feedback. So
the barbecue sauce, the mustard sauce.
The barbecue is number one.
Yeah. And the spicy sauces.
Lo picante.
Y las salsas les gustan, es un concepto diferente que ellos se pueden servir sus salsas.
So he said there's a different concept. You can help yourself with the sauces in your
They don't pre-do it. Y tú, ellos le ponen.
Sí.
No, aquí.
Yeah. So in his place, you can do whatever sauce you want. And he doesn't put it on your plate, so you just have to do it yourself.
Y vivir la experiencia de lo que es el food truck estilo Argentina, pero de carretera, no restaurante, sino que estás afuera.
So that he wants to show the experience of a food truck, which is outside. It's not a restaurant. Yeah. It's not sitting down. It's just mobile. You can travel with
it. El restaurante argentino acá en Nueva Zelanda, hay restaurantes argentinos. Sí. He conocido, fui, conozco a los dueños también. Pero mi concepto es algo diferente.
Yeah, he didn't want to do a restaurant like, you know, there are Argentinian restaurants in New Zealand. I think there's some in Wellington as well.
Yeah, yeah.
everywhere, really, here in New Zealand. But he didn't want to do that. He just wanted to do the sort of outdoorsy, you know, caravan, sort of, foot truck.
Fue muy reconocido muy rápido el negocio de la comida, de lo que he hecho.
He's gone really well, you know, like it's done well so far.
Un mes, menos de un mes.
Let me tell you guys, this food truck, his concept, his idea has taken off, and especially on social media as well. People like me and lots of other people taking videos and pictures and getting his name out there and letting everybody know how good this food is, and honestly, the sources.
En el food truck tengo.
Yeah.
En la caravana estamos haciendo una cosa nueva, que es, pusimos una cámara 360.
360.
So a 360 camera.
Yeah, he's the first one to have the 360 camera in his food truck like this. Probably, I think he is. I think he would be. And also, I need to emphasize to you people how good the sauces are. Fernando, do you make all the sauces?
¿Tú haces todas las salsas?
Sí, tanto las salsas como los chorizos los hago yo.
Everything he does, all the sauces and the chorizo sauces.
Y todo es fresco, es carne.
So it's all fresh, meat.
Yeah,
no, proper meat.
Oh, and it is.
Cuando llegué a Nueva Zelanda, empecé a comer los chorizos supermercado y me di cuenta que.
He started to buy the chorizo that you can buy in the supermarket here, you know, and he's like,
no, it's not carne, el sabor.
He just didn't feel like it was meat.
Nah, it's just like the South African bratwurst. Yeah. That they're like, nah.
Entonces, me conseguí, busqué un carnicero.
So he found a butcher.
Le llevé mi receta.
He took his recipe to the butcher.
Y me hace los chorizos.
And there it is, and then he does it for him.
What butcher?
I know.
No, what butcher?
¿Quién es el carnicero?
Sí, el carnicero es acá de Big Apple en Greytown.
Big Apple.
Huge shout out to the Big Apple in Greytown for taking this man's idea and doing this because look at what has happened.
Qué bien, ¿no?
Sí, el hombre se llama Sam y su mujer Carla.
Sam and Carla.
Sam and Carla. Thank you guys so much.
Very nice people.
Yeah, they are.
Ellos son mis carniceros.
And they are the butchers for him.
Los chorizos frescos.
Mm-hmm. So they all make it very fresh. And
It is. And it's such an experience coming out and seeing him as well. Yeah. And as it is tucked into the foothills of the Tararuas, and it is such a beautiful place. You could buy your sandwich and then take it to Mount Holdsworth, like me and Scott do, and sit there and have a little picnic. Nice. Or you can go home, or you can just pull up on the side of the road and eat it, because we've done that as well, because it's so, so good. Is this something that you think you will do for a long time?
¿Tú piensas que vas a hacer esto durante todo mucho tiempo?
Por momento mi plan es para hacerlo en only summer, en verano.
He only wants to do it in the summer.
Estoy los días sábado y domingo, de Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, Sundays, yeah.
Pero estoy con un pequeño proyecto.
He's got a little other project going.
Grande. Que quiero construir un lugar donde la gente de Guarirapa pueda venir a visitarlo.
So he wants to build like a... Like a workshop, sort of. Yeah.
Okay, ahora tengo un lugar que viene. Tengo un lugar ahora que vienen, que es muy bueno, pero
so
quiero...
So he's already got a location.
Oh, wow.
Quiero darles más a la gente.
So he wants to give
un lugar
back
más
to the community.
Mini turístico.
Not so touristy. And,
que se puedan quedar más tiempo y disfrutar la parte del campo de acá de Nueva Zelanda, que es muy lindo y muy tranquilo.
So he just wants to, do like a little community hub.
I love that.
Llegan muchas personas de Wellington, de las grandes ciudades, los fines de semana llegan muchos.
There's
aquí
a lot of people in the Wairarapa who come from Wellington for the weekend and stuff, and that's what he's seeing the potential of doing
necesitamos, yo he puesto mucho a la ciudad de Carterton, que es pequeño, faltan muchas cosas.
Carterton, you know.
Faltan más que cosas, personas con un poco de más ideas, de ganas, ideas.
Sí.
Y más motivación, que sería lo ideal, porque hay mucho para hacer y con poco.
So, you know, Carterton, he sees the potential in Carterton and it's a lot to do.
Yeah.
But they haven't got enough people or the resources to do, so he wants to do something with that.
Yeah.
Yo analizo el mercado un poco, tengo un montón de planes de negocios que hay que no los puedo hacer yo, pero los puedo compartir si a alguien le interesa.
Mm-hmm. So si he's got ideas and, you know, so he can talk to people and see if you wanted to do, do that, he can help you.
Muchos quieren poner un negocio y no saben qué y ponen siempre los mismos negocios.
Right. So he's saying that a lot of people have, you know, want to do business, but they do the same old, like everybody else.
Yeah.
And he thinks that there's more to that. They can, they can do different things.
Look, you are a man who has ideas and follows through with them. You have this idea to travel and you did it. And you had the idea to do it for 10 years and you have.
Que tú eres un hombre que has viajado mucho y que tienes muchas ideas. Es, lo has hecho. Que claro. No solamente lo hablas, que lo haces.
Que eso es lo que te da el viaje, que te abre la cabeza. Y...
He said that's what traveling does to you.
Opens your mind.
Yo siempre he puesto a personas viajeros o hacer pequeñas cosas o grandes con gente que ha viajado, con una experiencia grande también, porque están con una visión diferente.
He likes to, you know, talk to people as well who have traveled quite a lot.
Because they
are a little bit different.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We all have a tale to tell.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you if you dream it, you can be it.
Si lo sueñas, lo puedes hacer.
Sí, obvio. Yeah. Sí, es que todos tenemos que tener un sueño. Si no tenemos un sueño, estamos muertos.
He say if you don't have dreams, you can, you don't live.
You might as well be asleep.
Yeah.
Fernando, I thank you so much for coming and sharing this story with us.
Thank
so,
you.
So very much.
Yeah.
I'll see you on Saturday.
Ella es mi clienta oficial que viene siempre, permanente.
You are the client who comes every Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Sí.
I love a good sandwich.
The loyal client.
I love your food.
Yeah.
Look, thank you, Fernando.
Yeah.
We will keep in touch as well.
Si
and any updates, you let me know.
Si
put them on the show.
O algo, venir al programa otra vez, que
okay, perfecto. Sí, me gustaría volver.
Mm-hmm. He would love to come back.
Ah, yes. Thank you.
Me gustaría poder tratar de contactar con más personas.
Mm-hmm. He would like to get more in touch with different people and more people.
Que
so
quieran
open it up.
Proyectar, hacer cosas nuevas.
Is, and if anyone out there has a project or something that is welcome to open and conversation and talk and help.
And the more you speak to Kiwis, the more your English will get better as well.
Yeah.
And
más hablas en inglés, mejor tu inglés.
And my Spanish will get better.
My English is very good.
Yes. His English is very good.
Understand English, speaking is difficult.
Little.
Dile que yo atiendo el food truck solo y tengo que estar.
He is very good, you know, he does a food truck by himself and he doesn't understand, it's just that speaking is a little bit.
Pero lo tengo armado estratégicamente para que poder con fotos, un menú simple, poder tener.
So he's making it very simple, obviously.
Yeah,
you know, like
very
the menu
good.
Simple
eso,
and...
eso también para mí, hacer un negocio que sea simple, es para la comunicación y la venta es más fácil.
Claro.
Si tengo un menú de 20 menús, me vuelvo loco.
Claro. He wants to keep it always simple, you know?
Yeah.
Like, make a small menu, not very many choices, so that you. It's
smart.
Easier. Yeah.
So smart. Yeah.
Pero tengo un nuevo proyecto que agregaríamos dos menús más, que uno de los menús sería las empanadas argentinas.
Oh, qué buenos.
Mm. Yeah, así que estamos en eso también trabajando.
So he's trying to do different now, you know, make him new. Like the. Do you know the empanadas from Argentina?
Yeah.
They're very yummy. So he's trying to.
It's similar pie.
Yeah, are you going to make them?
Cornish pastry.
Yeah, Cornish pasty,
exactly, similar.
We love that. New Zealanders love them.
Antes tenía empanadas.
Mm-hmm. Qué bueno.
Pero bueno, por una cuestión que estoy solo trabajando, el trabajo es limitado ahora.
At the moment, it's just starting, so
That's so good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No worries.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much. Guys, I've been talking to Fernando, who's just been sharing his story about how he ended up with a food truck on the way out to Mount Holdsworth. What an absolutely cool story. And thank you, Veronica, for translating for me because I would have been so lost. It's sort of not been as good as it could be. Okay, I'm going to play a song that I really like at the moment. Just a short one as I see Fernando out. This is Mental Health. It is a mantra.
tell you track, then let go of the past. Breathe it in and relax. All things I want and I can have. I always trust my intuition. When the spirits talk, I try to listen. No more holding any tension. I know there's more than this dimension. I don't chase, I attract. My life is perfectly intact. Got what I need, that's a fact. The negative, I subtract. I'm taking care of myself. I got good mental health. Yeah, I found all the answers. Found them right within myself. I am protected, I got guidance. Mind and body in alignment. Yeah, my spirit guides are tight. They say they love to see me thriving. I got love, got good health. Got some money, I got wealth. Been taking care of myself. I got good mental health. My mind and body remain calm. If it don't serve you, move along. When there was drama, I withdraw. Don't got no time, my mind's too strong. Release anxiety, release all fear. I am present, always here. I am stable, I'm secure. All my worries disappear. I radiate all of the light that's inside of me. I know my angels are always guiding me. Every breath that I breathe is enlightening. I know all of the answers are inside of me. I don't chase, I attract. I let go of the past. Breathe it in and relax. All things I want, I can have. Been taking care of myself. I got good mental health. I found all the answers when I started searching for myself. I'm protected, I got guidance. Mind and body in alignment. Yeah, my spirit guides are thriving. They say they love to see me thriving. I got love, got good health. Got some money, I got wealth. Been taking care of myself. I got good mental health.
I got good mental health. I'm working on it and we're doing so well, everybody. That was an amazing show. That was a first for me having a translator on board and I absolutely loved it. So how cool is that? Talking with Fernando Oscar Caliago, who has been traveling the world for the last 10 years. Oh my gosh. And has ended up in New Zealand and gone, you know what? I like this place so, so much. I'm going to feed you all. And I'm going to feed you all the best sandwiches that I have and I can make. And gosh, is he what? Saturday and Sunday at 7:09. You will see it. It is a blue and white caravan with choripan written across the front with the Argentinian flags. He makes the best chorizo sandwiches with the most amazing sauces. And I have just been named his number one customer. That's me and you, Scott. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I think that's a really good thing because don't we love supporting local? Anyone who comes into this community and sets up a shop or any kind of business, don't we support that? Aren't we meant to be supporting our local people who are bringing people into our region? People, I know this for a fact, that people have been coming over the hill to have his sandwiches. He's just doing so, so very well. And the pictures that he showed me of his travelling, wow, I feel so isolated. What have I been doing with my life? I have been growing and healing. That's what I have been doing. And he just makes me want to go and travel everywhere, but not on a bicycle. Oh, maybe. Who knows? The seat would have to be really comfortable, though, I tell you. And oh, my goodness. What an amazing, amazing life this man has had. I absolutely love that. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about that. This show is going so well, isn't it? Everyday People with Camille on a Wednesday morning from 9 till around 10-ish. Look, sometimes I don't go much longer than this, to be honest. I have been having the most amazing guests coming in and talking, and it's only going to get better and better. And like, how can you better something that's already this good? So that's why we are going to be consistent. We're going to be consistent with the beautiful people that we have coming in. Next week, I've got someone coming in, and that's going to be fantastic. And I'm not going to tell you who it is. I like to let you know on a Tuesday who it is. And I did put up a post this morning. Look, if you are someone who I have asked to come on my show, you are down on a list. Do not think that I've forgotten you. I have not. You are the stars of my show. Here we go with Hero by Omega Nebula.
Thank you.
It's important to be the hero in your own story. I'm definitely the hero in my own story. Omega Nebula, their Lift Hero. They are an amazing duo from the UK who are making some moves in the some kind of scene. There's so many genres out there. I don't even know where to start half the time. But I do know that I love all sorts of genres. You couldn't say to me, what's your favourite genre, Camille? And I'm like, I don't know. There's so much beautiful music out there. And I'm listening to more and more every day. And how cool is that? Hey, it's 18 degrees outside. And you were listening to Camille on her show, Everyday People, here at 92.7 Arrow FM, your community access station. It is so, so cool to be here and part of this team. Guess what? This is my celebrating 1 year doing the show today. 1 year I've came up with this idea and an idea where I wanted people in our community to come on my show and share their story that has turned into people in the wider community of New Zealand as well. We've had some amazing guests here, haven't we? How lucky are we that we have this place here that we are able to do that, able to do the live TV, live radio, live video links to people anywhere in the world, just about, if they got the internet, that is, a strong Wi-Fi, and do some amazing interviews with New Zealanders. I've spoken to people in Los Angeles, I've spoken to people in Bali, I've spoken to people in Auckland. It's been amazing, and you know what, it's only going to get better because I've got people all over this country who want to come onto the show and tell you how inspiring they are as humans, and gosh, we love stuff like that. I absolutely love hearing these stories. You inspire me every day, people. So thank you very much. Did you just see what I said, every day, people, there? And I got it into a sentence. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining my show this morning. I hope you enjoyed hearing me talk to Fernando. Thank you, Veronica, again, for translating for us there. That has just been amazing, listening to that story. We had music from Omega Nebula and... Do you know what? And Mental Health Song is a beautiful mantra. I can't remember who plays that though, but it's a beautiful, beautiful song. And I like to do that while I'm working out. Listen to beautiful songs and empowering songs and songs that make me feel so good. So thank you very much, everybody. That's me out.